You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Welcome to the Sound and Nick's Vision Christmas special with no Christmas tunes whatsoever, bar one arguable choice for Christmas, coming up right at the end, if there's time. Nick, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, Alex, thank you.
Bar humbug.
It is a bit like that, isn't it?
One after 909, The Beatles. I'm not sure whether even Sue Rice would have been familiar with that. Were you, sir?
No, I wasn't. No. Mm. But I did like it.
Yeah. Well, I was very tempted to actually say, would if you were given the choice, Nick, of one particular photograph or one album, where would you actually position the Abbey Road photograph with those four young men walking over the zebra crossing, which has now moved several times in Abbey Road, so it's up and down the road. Where would you actually position that? Is that the kind of shot that ultimately every shot of yours is like that, or would you say that's the one I'm looking for?
I probably wouldn't have done it like that.
What would you have done? I may well have
sat them in the road.
Sat them in the road?
Yeah. Rather than walk across the crossing.
And would you have had McCartney barefooted? Or?
I wouldn't have had a problem with that. Hmm. Not at all.
Hmm. Boxing up next. Weren't expecting this, but that's how Billy Joel started his career, as a fighter. Not a lover, fighter. Maybe he's the reverse of that. He also had a session with Christy Brinkley, I believe.
He did.
In Uptown Girl. But you've gone for something completely different, which Sue is most interested in actually hearing. It's beginning to work its way in now. Would you like to introduce it, please, Nick Elliott?
It's Modern Woman.
No, it isn't.
Isn't it?
Not the one I've got on my list here. Again,
that's what I've got written down
there.
No, New York State of Mind.
He's only teasing. That's all. Only teasing.
folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood. Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. I've seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies, under the evergreens. But I know what I'm needing. I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day. Out of touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. It comes down to reality, and it's fine with me, 'cause I've let it slide. Don't care if it's Chinatown or rotten Riverside. I don't have any reason left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. Oh. Touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. Whoa. I don't care if it's Chinatown or Rotten Riverside. I don't have any reason. I left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. River line. 'Cause I'm in a New York state of.
extraordinary when you look at Nick Elliott's press office on that Facebook scenario that you see a line saying the recording of Sound and Nick's vision at Siren Radio is well underway and the fun has started. Have you been having fun, Nick?
There was a bit.
Oh, so, have you been having fun?
Absolutely.
Oh, invited to the party again. Never mind. Bonnie Raitt. That's Bonnie Raitt.
I was going to say Bonnie Raitt.
An easily confused lost cousin
poor
of the
woman.
Family.
She'll
exactly. Cousin
totally
It.
Totally devastated.
Bonnie M. Bone Up Daddy Cool. No, Bonnie Raitt. She's been gnawing on it. Any thoughts that you wish to add which are broadcastable? No, you see, this is a, you know, that
play the track, Alex.
That
play the track.
Thing. Up next, David Donnelly.
Job, but I just can't concentrate. You keep messing with my mind, baby. Yeah, I'm circling around the bay. I got to take off early. I got to get you home. I'm gonna show you, little woman, why a dog loves a bone. Put a grin on your face. Be gnawing on it, man.
Bonnie Raitt, wonderful, wonderful track. And I'd like to welcome on to my show, Sound and Nick's Vision, is the legend and musician that is a great friend of mine, Dave Donnelly. Welcome, Dave.
Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
How are you, my friend? Are you well?
I'm very well. I'm in the middle of London in a rehearsal studio at the moment.
So how's it going?
The occasional noise. Yes, it's all right. It's all right. It's going very, very well. Sounding very, very good indeed.
What's the project, Dave? What are you doing today?
I can't say too much about it, but what I can say is that it's about three members of Iggy Pop's band and about three or four members of David Bowie's band.
Ooh, so. Sound exciting.
but that's all I can say at the moment.
Worst ways to pass a Wednesday afternoon.
Indeed, absolutely, yeah.
Anyway, tell me about this project that is really exciting. The single that you've just released, the 7-inch vinyl, Dave, tell me all about that.
Well, I mean, I do love vinyl. That was one of my driving forces. But one other thing is that I've spent my sort of professional life, if you like, in music. Happily playing alongside or behind sort of bigger artists, you know, like a bit of a session guy and, you know, the sort of member of the band in the, not in the shadows, but you know what I mean, just sort of bolstering other people's stuff, which is great. But I always did write my own things. And also, you know, I played drums, bass, guitar and all this sort of stuff and write and produce. And I just felt like I hadn't done that sort of thing for ages. And I just had this idea that wouldn't it be cool if I could put a band together that wasn't a band as such? It was like just a one-off thing. And if we did it on a 7-inch clear vinyl single with a picture sleeve, it would just be this beautiful thing that would exist for a very short amount of time, sell out, and it would go.
Wonderful.
But there's literally only 500 copies. And if anyone's thinking, oh, well, I haven't got a record player, there is a download card with it. And the download card gives you both tracks, plus the demo, plus a biography and photos and sets of lyrics for both the tracks and stuff. So don't worry if you haven't got a record player, because you will have one day, because it's awesome vinyl.
So the band's name is Venus Reaction, is it not, Dave?
It is The Venus Reaction, yeah.
And the track is called Crashing Up, which I've got to say, since you actually sent over the MP3, I think it's kicking, man. I really, really do. But I know it's a special project. Just tell me about a couple of the guys that you've got in the band. This is definitely no pub outfit. This is a serious set of hombres.
Well, the thing is, I really wanted to get a 50-50 mix of people who were both brilliant at what they did and also, you know, friends, really good, you know, good friends.
Yep.
And I have drummed on and off for the last six years with Glenn Matlock, who obviously...
Sex Pistols,
know, with the Sex Pistols, Rich Kids, The Faces, and his own solo stuff, you know. And also another really good mate of mine is Ed Graham, who's drummer from The Darkness.
Yeah.
And also the singer from Everrain, Amy Conradine, who's also a sort of cover model for things like Skin Deep magazine. She's a sort of tattooed, fiery vixen of a lady. And
sure.
And I just thought, you know, imagine the rhythm section of, you know, Ed and Glenn with me on my sort of wall of guitars, as it were, and Amy fronting the whole thing, because she's, yeah, like I say, she's a blistering personality, you know, and got a great voice on her. And I just thought, so I created this band that obviously, because of what we all do, we can't tour or play live or anything like that, you know, I just wanted to put it together and make this one-off special thing for people who would then discover it and go, wow, what a, you know. And I have to say, though the lead track is Crashing Up, because that's what it says on the front of the picture sleeve, since its release, particularly in America, I've a lot of people like Lifetime, which is the other side.
And yeah, it's the B-side.
Well, I called it an AA side. Because,
oh, okay.
You know, but I love both tracks, you know, but I thought Crashing Up was the one that would sort of be the most popular, but it's really pretty 50-50. But I do find that the messages and stuff that we're getting, the feedback we're getting back from the America in particular, is Lifetime seems to be the one. But yeah, Crashing Up is a fantastic track that I co-wrote with Chelsea Riley.
I think it's a real shame, Dave, that there isn't going to be an album that follows this up, because, I mean, those two tracks, if they were a lift off an album, Jesus, man, that would be serious.
I know.
Serious.
But then again, you're just talking budgets there, that's the problem.
Yeah, because, I know what you mean. Yeah.
The other beautiful thing about this is it is totally independent, and, you know, publicity-wise and everything, I'm doing it all myself. I don't have a manager. I don't have any PR except for a few friends in the industry who have given me little tips and pointers, which I'm very grateful for. But really, other than that, it's a solo project, as it were, you know.
Well, it's a one-off, isn't it? It's you're not going to repeat it, are you? None of these guys will get together to play live or to record anything else again.
And when it sells out, I actually know it sounds mad to say this, but I don't want to repress it or anything like that. It's like once the 500 are gone, I just want it to become this wonderful thing that, you know, if you have to buy it off eBay, you have to buy it off eBay. But at the moment, you can buy it off www.burningshed.com, which is an international distributor. So it's a good distributor to have, but once it's gone, it's gone.
Nick, you've teased us enough. Donald's teased us enough. Donald, are you happy to stay with us? Because we're going to give it the acid test now. We're going to actually find out what Sue Royce makes of the Venus reaction and crashing up. Are you ready for this?
Go for it.
What did you make of Crashing Up by the Venus Reaction?
I thought that was fantastic. I love the guitar.
I think we all agree. Round of applause.
Yes.
Yay! Keep music live. The Venus Reaction. It's a winner, David. It is a winner.
Fantastic.
Great stuff. Fantastic. Sue, you had one or two questions.
Well, yeah, you were talking about the projects that you've done previously, David. Which one's been your favourite, do you think, over the years?
Well, do you know what? I think last year, actually, I was doing some writing and I played guitar on a forthcoming album that's coming out in March by Daphne Guinness. And Daphne Guinness is, she's known very much in the fashion world and what have you, but she is a real deep lover of music and what have you. But it was produced by Tony Visconti, who is, obviously one of the most famous producers in the world, and for good reason. That was amazing. There's a US singer-songwriter called Willie Nile, who's one of sort of Springsteen's bunch, and I toured as a drummer with him, did UK and Ireland with him, and that was really fantastic. But I think my time with Glenn Matlock did actually, as a drummer, again, you know, like I say, I like the fact that you said the guitar was good on this, because I'm fairly well known as a drummer, really. But, the stuff with Glenn took me across Europe, and we went to Canada, and I just have so many brilliant memories of doing that, but... There's so many.
So,
I mean, I did a film soundtrack last year, and I really loved doing that as well, because it was very solitary, and I loved the idea of just having to fit moods to pictures and stuff. It's great.
David, we appreciate you joining us on this December Christmas extravaganza of Sound and Nick's Vision, Nick's show, but we have to ask the question, as it is approaching Christmas, what's Nick like to work with?
What's Nick like to work with?
In the studio,
Sue has her opinions. You can see the photographs on Facebook.
Well, it's a bit of a leading question, isn't it?
He's brilliant, actually, and I'll tell you why. One of the reasons he's brilliant is because some photographers I find quite annoying, because you're constantly aware that they're there. Whereas Nick has a way of capturing an image and getting around the back, getting to the side, and all that sort of stuff. I mean, I remember doing, the cameramen are the worst, actually. You're like, when you do telly or something, I remember playing festivals where a guy's camera lens was actually touching the back of my hand as I was trying to play guitar.
Inappropriately, David.
Yeah.
You can sue.
but Nick, no, I mean, I just love the quality and the. I don't know what Nick does to his photographs, but they come alike. They capture that moment of that gig.
It's a magic spontaneity.
Yeah, it is, you know, and also he's a brilliant personality as well. He puts you at ease.
Steady on, he'll ask for an increase in his salary. I mean, you know, also, what would he like to work with? You know, honestly.
I'm very loved, Alex. I'm worldwide very loved.
He is, very much so. I've got all the time in the world for Nick. He's a great guy. Really good.
Well, Nick, it sounds as though you could well have got another co-host here on a telephonic link to join in further Sound and Nick's missions.
That'd be nice. That'd be lovely to get Dave in personally. Well, that would.
There we are.
Yeah, we have a right.
David, how can people actually get hold of the fabulous Venus Reaction Crashing Up? What's the best place to go to online and so on? How can they follow through?
Well, like I was saying, because it's a physical single, although it does have a download card, I don't want to put it on iTunes just yet. I mean, it may end up on iTunes when it's all done and dusted, maybe. But basically, at the moment, it's www.burningshed.com and www.themerchdesk, which is as in merchandise, the merch desk. If anyone listening wants to check out what we look like and all the story behind things, there's videos and photos all over our Facebook page, and that is obviously just you go onto Facebook, put in The Venus Reaction. We're also on Twitter, at Venus Reaction. Don't bother with the, it's at Venus Reaction. And that's the other thing, because I wanted this to be special and a one-off kind of thing, I think when the singles sell out and it's all done and dusted, I'll probably take the Facebook page down and everything, you know, and just so that it just, you know, leave a trail of dust where we once were. But, you know, there's about 10 videos or so with the recording. You can see us recording the single, and interviews with me and Chelsea, who wrote the A-side with me, and because the B-side is just me whinging about getting older, called Lifetime. Chelsea's thing is amazing, because Chelsea was only about 16 when she wrote it, but I just thought the lyrics were brilliant, you know. And so you've got, if you think about it, the people involved on the main track, you've got from 16 to 60, you know, in terms of ages, and that's the beauty of music, is that we all just basically, you get together, you make a cracking track, and it really doesn't matter. Music conquers everything, as far as I'm concerned, you know.
Trampoline from the heavens to the bottom of the sea. Stand out.
Your mouth. Well, World Shut Your Mouth, which was a Teardrop Explodes number. Julian Cope, lead singer for the Teardrop Explodes. Do you know how they got their name originally?
I don't, actually.
Because in a Marvel comic featuring the Defenders in the microcosmic world there was a big splash panel in which microscopic life forms and superheroes suddenly were travelling through the whole thing, and suddenly the Teardrop Explodes.
Right, is that right?
That's how the Teardrop Explodes got the name, Teardrop Explodes.
He's a fantastic guy. I've done some work with him.
Julian Cope, exactly, doing some wonderful thing. And that was Trampoline. Lots of bouncy fun.
Good track.
Bouncy, 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 fun, fun, fun,
fun. One
of
his singles.
Bit like Katie Tunstall. Black Horse and the Cherry Tree, a Scottish connection. Once again, are you happy for Katie to follow through, Sue?
Yes, I like Katie Tunstall. She's done some good stuff.
Good.
She is.
Okay.
2, 3. Ooh-hoo. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo, ooh-hoo. When the big black car said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me? Ooh-hoo, ooh-hoo. But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said, no, not the one for me. Ooh-hoo. And my heart hit a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for a beat or two. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years. Ooh-hoo. So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Now I won't come back, cause it's all so happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see. Yeah. Ooh-hoo. And it said no, 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 no. Said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. Said no, no, you're not the one for me. Ooh-hoo.
Yes, it is the Christmas edition of Sound and Nick's Vision. In many ways, the father, the paternal father, at least, of Sound and Country Vision. Why do we mention Sound and Country Vision apart from a bit of cross-promotion? Tessa Snart's here!
Yay!
You see, you get one interviewee, suddenly the interviewee's coming out of the woodwork all over the place.
Brought to the table.
Exactly. Happy hello and goodbye to David Donnelly. He's off with the Venus Reaction, but a hearty hello and welcome back after her excursion with another radio station, actually, next. She's been working for a station that's in London, I believe.
I know.
Yeah, doing stuff there with various other folks. Have they learnt anything from you, Tessa?
Have they learnt anything from me?
Yes. Well, that's the whole point. I mean, I do realise, BBC Radio 2, that in essence, at the end of the day, they were privileged to experience your good self in the sphere of existence for at least two English weeks.
Well, I hope I could sort of, you know, give something back to them, but I certainly learnt a lot. From their side.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. Special present for her dissertation, two country music magazines, which I've kept for her, so I'm passing that on, which is just part and parcel.
No, I don't get magazines. You don't buy me anything.
No, because
you don't buy me anything.
Quite so.
You don't even get a Gobstopper. You don't. No, you don't.
As it's Christmas, I won't refer to the Mike Dooley and Michelle Monroe books that Sue is still actually returned over like 2.5 years ago from now. But that's okay.
Having a stab at Sue, he is.
Clearly, he is. The notion of the calendars.
It's Hollywood all over again.
You know, we're just on fire on that. Let's go to Donald Fagen and the Nightfly whilst we sort out the contractual obligations here. Honestly, sometimes.
Sweet music tonight.
But once there was a time when love was in my life. I sometimes wonder what happened to that thing. The answer's still the same. It was you.
Congratulations, guys. Glinton has now officially been put on the broadcasting map with Tessa Snart taking midweek drivette duties to a whole new level.
It's another show, Nick, but I appreciate sometimes you've got to get in a little bit of trails.
You little plugger, you.
No, just that. Lily Holderman, ace actress, doing wonderful things there. As you did such a cracking interview with our earlier guest, David Donnelly, any questions you want to put to Tessa Snart? Because, let's face it, you've often said, so, Tessa's mum, does she actually do all these Leanie Jane stuff thing on a regular basis? And I said, I think so, you know, coordinate that. And also, Tessa might be responsible for providing several folk who've been on Sound and Country Vision who might be part of this grand photographic exhibition you're putting together for 2018.
Yes. Yeah, I think we're hopefully going to do something together, aren't we, with a couple of people that you know and hook up and do some stuff for the charity project. That's the plan.
That's exciting.
Which, as you say, kicks off next year.
It's always nice to see that somebody who's actually had training at BBC Radio 2 knows how to get microphones sorted out. Well done, Tessa. Well done.
And I'm a bit hesitant, aren't I?
Like, yeah, no, you've got to just take hold of it. Otherwise, people say, is she in the other room? Is she not allowed in? Have they actually put her in a hazmat suit somewhere because they didn't want to contaminate Siren Radio? That's understandable sometimes.
No, but yes, hopefully we'll get the artists together in that.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be able to spend a bit more time together. Be nice. Definitely. It would. Glad you managed to get along. Wonderful. Very welcome. Very welcome.
And still time for another person who's died, which is all great, you know. Mm-hmm. It's another Tom Petty line. You've obviously got a thing about Tom Petty.
I'm really quite a big fan of Tom, really.
So you'll get hold of that Paul Zollo book, of course, Conversations
I might
Tom
do
Petty online.
After the mention that you gave.
Oh, that was in the previous podcast, of course.
I know
the
it was.
Edition, in November.
Just testing.
It was Thanksgiving Day.
On Who's Listening.
Podcast. That's always good. Sometimes Tessa works me like some kind of mad, crazy machine. The amount of stress she actually gives me in terms of do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. It's amazing. You're, by comparison, Nick, relatively easygoing. Just the one interview in 33 shows. Amazing.
Well, keep on wanting more. That's what I always say.
Tessa.
Keep on wanting more.
15 in every 20 minutes.
I'm just greedy.
It's just amazing.
I am just greedy.
Dawson Reigns all over the place. Just amazing. Still. There will be a Christmas Sound and Country Vision, I presume.
I hope so, yes. Yeah, it's in the works.
Good.
Definitely.
Will there be Christmas music? Because Nick never has Christmas music on any of his Christmas special shows.
Yeah, you can't do a Christmas. It's too predictable. It's too. Christmas music on a Christmas show is too predictable.
Poor Noddy Holder.
Well, you can't whack a bit of nod. You can't. You can't. No, and slide, wonderful.
An inappropriate phrase, if I may say so, Nick. Well, particularly given the current...
Yeah, but that's what this show's all about.
There are
sex,
things,
drugs, rock and roll.
Certain things you have to
and bollocks.
Step away from. That I'm a statistician, but I have a feeling that Tom Petty has now equaled Supertramp in terms of number of plays on Sound and Next Vision, which has now reached the end of volume 34.
Goodness me, Alex. Wow. Exactly. You thought you'd be well rid of me before now, didn't you?
I think we all did.
I love you. I love you. I'm watching you.
Should people wish to actually access all of the delights of Deep Red Radio, where can they go to find out?
They can go, D deepredradio.uk.
That's right. That's if they right. haven't caught it on Siren Radio, or they haven't accessed the podcasts via Deep Red, or indeed SouthsideBroadcasting.podbean.com. Don't forget, Southern Country Vision is going to be... Have we thought about the Christmas show? What are you going to be putting together on that one? Because you've set quite a high standard.
The bar's
been set pretty high.
I need to think of something really great and unusual.
You've got Els Bailey, you've had Dawson Raines co-presenting, co-hosting, you've had a heap of other stars.
We decided that we'd maybe try and have both Els and Dawson back together, didn't we?
On the same programme.
Yeah, on the same programme.
Skype in four.
So that's something.
We'll do our best.
Perhaps.
But Sue, the Beatles, Billy Joel, Bonnie Raitt, Julian Cope, the Venus Reaction, Katie Tunstall, Donald Fagen, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Which one are you going to go for? Or do they all pale in comparison with Nick's final choice of the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl and Fairy Tale in New York?
Oh, well, that's it. You've done it. It's got to be the Pogues. It's my favourite thing to sing. Unfortunately, it's Mr. Royce's hated song.
Oh, no.
I love it. Absolutely.
I think... But I went against the grain, and we finished on a Christmas song, because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy
2017.
Christmas.
Everyone loves that tune as well. My mum loves it.
I don't actually, Tessa, if I'm being absolutely... I'm sorry.
You're in Mr. R's camp. I just love Christmas.
I just think there's an unfortunate... there's an unfortunate lyric which actually refers to a posterior, which I think is very important. It's Merry Christmas, my posterior. It would be much better if they actually just worked on that basis. But if any sensitive listeners to Siren Radio are actually ready for this, tune out for the moment when the Pogues start saying their particular...
Look away now, is that what you'd say?
Well, that's very true. Thanks to David Donnelly, to Sue Royce, to producer Kat, to Tessa Snart. She came, she saw, she arrived, and she'll go away again.
Better late.
Maybe come back. She may come back one day.
Yeah. I'd love her to. Yeah, I'd love her to.
Well, let's face it, somebody has to sit in for Ben. He's over in Cheshire these days doing his stuff. Sorry, Ben, we haven't forgotten you, you see. Still there doing his marvellous things. And Nick, do you think Tessa knows those last two words? I mean, we haven't found one for Sound and Country Vision. We started with Country Roads. We played around with a few things, but we didn't. We have a finishing segue.
I think she'll pick that up. But I think we should wish everybody Happy Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
don't you?
Everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Yeah. Happy Saturnalia for any pagans out there.
Mm. Or just have a good gig.
Right. Okay, keep music live, then. A one, two, three.
Keep music live.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty, queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Dripping that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, cheap, lousy boat.
find someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys in the NYPD chorus are singing "Go Away, Babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.